Hello and welcome to the Thought Leader Podcast. Today, Michigan District President Dave Davis talks with Travis Grohlke and Ryan Peterson for part three of our three-part discussion on education.
Welcome back to the third in our little series about what's going on in Christian education here in the district, both what some of the needs are, what are some of the issues in our culture with the government. In this segment, I want to think a little bit about the good things we're seeing, where we see God at work. Again, welcome to Ryan Peterson. He's the Vice President of Administration at our Concordia University here in Ann Arbor. And welcome again to Travis Grohlke, Superintendent of Schools for the Michigan District. Both of these guys do phenomenal work. And both, I think, are kind of exciting guys. And so this next question is, what kind of exciting things are you seeing in Christian education? Ryan, why don't you start?
All right, perfect. Well, you know, if this is being released during the spring, of course, that's the time when students are wrapping up another academic year. And for some, that means graduation. For others, it means, you know, continuing on in the future. But let me just focus for a moment on our graduates. At Concordia, we often say that our mission isn't realized on commencement day. Our mission is realized as our students, years down the road, decades down the road, are living out the mission, which is serving Christ in the church and in the world. So, you know, I'm on a podcast, video cast right now with a couple of guys who are doing that right now. You know, graduates of Concordia Ann Arbor, living out the mission, serving Christ in the church and in the world. So specifically, let me go beyond church work and just, you know, into other vocations that God is calling people to. Our School of Nursing, one of my greatest joys where I see God at work is when I see our recent grads at Trinity Health, formerly known as St. Joe's Ann Arbor. When I go to visit someone there and a Concordia graduate is the nurse, I love that. And I love hearing those stories of our Christ-centered, excellent nursing grads doing exactly what God has led them to do. That's just one example that I would give. Maybe one more thing, just generally, at Concordia, I think it's important for people to hear that our graduates, on average, the outcome rates, percentage of those employed after graduation, and the starting salaries, okay, actually exceed the national average for small schools with an enrollment less than 2,000. So I'm really grateful for our faculty and staff who I believe are preparing our students well for not just a job, not just a career, but a meaningful life. At Concordia, we would say an uncommon life.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to bring up. We've talked a lot about parochial education and what's the end result of all of this? God's people deployed out into the world to serve according to their various vocations. So yeah, great. Thanks for sharing it. Travis, what are you saying?
I mean, overall, across the board, you know, just our overall numbers, those early childhood up through high school numbers, we've continued to increase. You know, despite some of the challenges you hear out there and some of the other junk you see in the news media, man, our schools are still thriving and doing well. Obviously, we got some pockets of some more, you know, difficult challenges, but we took a significant hit during those COVID times, especially in that early childhood realm. Man, that fall of 2020 was a very down time. 2,500 students down just in early childhood education alone. But again, this year, that's rebounded back. Our centers and our workers, with their smiles on their faces, are doing a fantastic job of educating students. So that's the joy that I get to see every time I get to walk into a school and see parents loving that as well.
Yeah. One of the things we're thinking about here in the district, and I know especially Travis and I have spent some time on this, is how do we take advantage of this moment in parochial education? And what have we learned through COVID that we can have perhaps non-traditional parochial schools or parochial education at work across the district? So want to leverage that opportunity to the best we can. Let me push you both. As we think about your areas of ministry and education, all those things we're thinking about, we do believe in a God of great power and a God of great grace. Is there some place or where would you say this would only happen by the power and the grace of God? Where would you say, I really see God doing something here?
Yeah, I'll jump in. We were at a meeting yesterday with all of the kind of the pastors and the principals, had a little meeting in the Saginaw Bay region where they got together just to collaborate and to talk about ministry, and had a presentation from Our Savior Lansing with Pastor Wanglin and Matt Kowser there. And hearing just the awesome stories of, yeah, we've had some challenges a little bit these last couple years and things, but family A and family B and C who never probably would have stepped foot in our building, but came because of a variety of reasons, and not looking for Jesus, just looking for a different alternative of education. All of a sudden they realize we really like this Jesus guy too. And to see not only kid baptisms, but adult baptisms, and families coming to the Lord, through the fact that we're just looking for a place to educate our kid. And oh, by the way, we'll tolerate the Jesus stuff. And after a while, it wears on their heart and the Holy Spirit works in some pretty powerful ways. So that was just a great refresher to see that being shared amongst the brothers and sisters yesterday.
Jesus said he'll build his kingdom and the gates of hell can't prevent that. How about you, Ryan? Where would you say this is God?
Yeah. Two things really come to mind for me. The first maybe is a little personal. I was in chapel a couple weeks ago. And it was a Friday morning, you know, had a lot of things on my heart, in my mind. And it was a chapel service where our students were leading the music, which they do most days. In fact, whether it's, you know, via the organ or piano or, you know, our worship arts teams, whatever it might be. But on this day in particular, the Lord knew, you know, I mean, he always knows and he always accomplishes his will through his word. But it was as, you know, God used our students to minister to everyone who is there, you know, myself especially included in that number. I went up to them afterwards and just thanked them for their ministry, which I know is made possible because of, you know, the faculty that instructs them, the staff that supports them, a district that loves them, you know, home congregational pastors that encourage them to come to Concordia. It was like this moment of so many things coming together for the sake of the building up of God's kingdom. So that's one thing. A second one was actually at a visit day we had, again, just a couple of weeks ago. And we always do student panels at our visit days because, you know, prospective students and families, they want to hear from our students, the ones who are living it. And again, I don't know what it was, but that particular day, wow, those students who come from a wide variety of backgrounds, various parts of the country, I think one of them was from Michigan. The other four were from, you know, different sections of the USA. And my goodness, the way that they spoke about their Concordia experience, it just made me realize, like, this is worth it. Every bit of it is worth it. So let's keep going for another 60 years or more.
Well, good. Fellas, thanks for your time on this. As we wrap up, I think about where Jesus said, when we think about Christian education, growing in faith, I think about where Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Mm-hmm. And above all, the more we can get one another, young people, adults, in the word, we meet Jesus. He changes hearts. He changes lives. And that changes eternity. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for the slice of that work that you both are doing. And may God continue to be at work in all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.